Many people know that sugary diets are unhealthy, yet have struggled to move to a healthier, less sugar-rich diet. This may be due to the ability of high-sugar diets to change the brain's reward circuitry, such that healthy foods are not as enjoyable or pleasurable as they would have otherwise been. Imagine working in your yard one afternoon, and after several hours you find yourself ravenously hungry. You are pleasantly surprised when your spouse brings you a snack of perfectly ripe, fresh strawberries. Can you imagine how sweet and refreshing one would taste? But now consider if you had just finished swallowing your last bite of a candy bar and your spouse offers you the same strawberries. How would one taste now? What is the difference? Has the sweetness of the strawberries changed? No. Your ability to experience the sweetness of the strawberries has been changed. By eating a candy bar or any other food with unnatural sweetness, artificially concentrated levels of sugar, we overstimulate the brain's reward circuits so that foods with natural sweetness are no longer as enjoyable, pleasurable, or desirable as they would otherwise be. If we do this on a rare occasion, the taste receptors reset quickly, and in a few hours we can enjoy the strawberries. But if we do this chronically, we actually lose taste for healthy foods and develop cravings or tastes for highly toxic and overly sugary sweet foods. Thus, our diets will gravitate toward patterns of eating that will accelerate aging. If we choose to change our diets and consistently eat healthier foods, we retrain our brains, and the foods we initially found distasteful will become enjoyable. This usually takes about 3 months. Perhaps you know people who were diagnosed with high blood pressure and instructed to eat a low-salt diet. Initially, they may have complained that the food tasted bland. But if they stuck with the new diet, after several months of low salt, not only did food taste good again, but also food with the previous levels of salt typically tasted too salty. Research documents that this change in taste preference takes about 3 months. Another example can be found in people who switched from sugary sodas to diet sodas. Initially, most find the diet sodas less enjoyable, but if they continue to drink the diet sodas over months, they come to prefer them to the sugary sodas. Why? Because our taste receptors and reward pathways change based on our experience. Unfortunately, diet sodas are no healthier, and in fact may contribute to a greater risk of dementia than the sugary ones. One large study of more than 500,000 people, ages 50 to 71, followed for 10 years, found drinks with artificial sweeteners increased rates of depression, whereas drinks with sugar or honey did not. Recent research on depression has documented that one of the underlying pathways that causes depression is increased inflammation. Thus, anything that increases inflammation will increase depression risk as well as dementia risk. This is likely the reason that having a history of depression increases the risk of dementia. Both problems are being caused by chronic inflammatory cascades, damaging brain tissue, and interfering with normal brain function. Soft drinks have other age-accelerating effects besides the sugar they contain. Several studies have linked soft drink consumption with accelerated bone loss, which may contribute to osteopenia and osteoporosis as we age. Colas were found to be more likely to contribute to such bone loss. Not surprisingly, studies have linked increasing...